Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
All right, here we go.
Mike Calter Show. Mike Calter Show.
You ready for this?
This is happening!
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, wake up, stupid!
You know what I'm saying? I think you do.
Check 1, 2.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
All systems are go.
Make some noise!
3, 2, 1.
It's the Mike Calter Show.
Mike. 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 So many Mike. So many Mike. So many Mike. So many Mike. Ah, 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 ah. Don't confuse me.
Jumping in right now.
Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
It's Wednesday, but really Friday.
Yeah, for real, right?
You know, it feels like a Friday, which is good. We have a Friday, then another Friday, then another Friday.
And Thanksgiving, which you won't be having turkey, but...
No, I got... I'm actually sous-viding some turkey pieces
right now.
I didn't do the whole big turkey thing. I just did, like, a turkey breast and some turkey thighs.
So
good morning, JoJo.
Good morning.
You're looking at me like I'm breaking rules.
You are.
Well, because I'm making turkey...
It's tradition. To cut the turkey, to pull the wishbone apart.
You're such a traditional person. You're so traditional. You know?
For some things.
Are you on the back end of these letters? We're going to figure this out today. Before we start this
thing. Those letters.
The letters, yeah. Are you on the S yet? You were on the P earlier. P was Monday.
We're midweek.
M.
So I'm M.
So are you?
We're halfway through.
But it's Friday, really, so you should be the S now. Quit prolonging this thing.
Friday will be the S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure not to call me on Friday then. You know? How are you two this morning?
I'm great.
You look wonderful. You look like the Black Widow today.
That's what I feel like.
You feel like Black Widow? All the time?
Yeah.
Because you murder people after you have sex with them? Or because...
Exactly. Yeah. I'm done with you.
If you heard
you
that
served
JoJo,
your purpose.
If you heard that JoJo did make sweet love to people and then kill them, would you be that shocked?
No, I wouldn't. Absolutely not. Especially with when she wears all black, like Johnny Cash, and was like, oh, God.
She got a mysterious side to her. I'm not sure. You know,
don't be mad. I like it that way.
Not sure what it is, but it's something that...
Yeah.
Maybe we don't want to know.
Right?
Maybe we do. I don't know.
I'm going to vote no.
I've not murdered anybody.
Yet.
Okay, then.
Well, Carmen's coming in later.
She's coming in later. Yeah. She's got a bunch of stuff she has to do. Normally, Michael prefers it when he comes back from Thanksgiving break to have the place decorated like a winter wonderland. Mm. So Carmen's time is running out to get this place looking like,
We want Mike to come back to what he prefers.
That's good.
You know, I don't want him to come back and everything discombobulated.
No, thank
stuff.
You.
I don't want that.
Not after a nice vacation.
I don't want that Beckles in here anymore. I don't want that, you know? So,
yeah.
So let's make sure everything is nice and smooth.
Is that what he's going to do? He's going to put the fist
in here. I don't want that thing. Beckles in here, that son of a bitch. Well, we have a wonderful show as we normally do, other than...
You're welcome.
Us being here and us being unbelievably entertaining to some. Also have the great Jack Gordon coming in. We had Dom yesterday. We got Jack Gordon coming in today at 8 o'clock.
Nice.
Jack's just an interesting dude. Very smart.
Who is? I'm not familiar.
You don't know Jack Gordon? Super lawyer Jack Gordon?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very vascular.
I thought the name sounded familiar. No,
Very vascular. Yeah.
So
very.
The antithesis of me.
Don't keep dogging yourself. Yeah. Keep on wearing that black girlfriend. We're doing good.
Because it hides it all.
My mother told me early, she goes, you probably shouldn't wear yellow and orange. That's what she said to me. And you know what? Then I got drafted by the Buccaneers, and I wore big orange pants. It's orange is not slimming, by the way. My arse was huge in the orange pants way back in the day. I sat in this chair this morning, and it's just not fitting me right.
Is it the wrong chair? Did somebody switch chairs on you?
I actually switched it with JoJo's, okay, because my arse wasn't fitting in it like it got bigger overnight.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
You did say yesterday that between the two of us, you'd probably be able to gain 10 pounds way faster.
No, that's not there's no doubt.
I still think we're going to have to go toe-to-toe on this. Really,
10 pounds in my world is really like a drop in the ocean.
It's true.
10 pounds is a lot of weight for you, you know? So it's the equivalent, really, to me, 30 pounds.
Yeah, I've tried gaining weight. I'm doing this weight loss challenge over the holiday break, so I'm trying to put some weight on to lose it over the break.
Why are you trying to lose weight? I don't understand.
Well, just because I want to win some money from the place that I work out at Tampa Strength. Yeah. Because I work out with Nick Elemental Training at Tampa Strength, and they do a pool of contestants every holiday season. So I want to do it because I think I can win. Yeah.
Can I get in the bet?
I think so. Yeah. All you got to do is work out there once or twice.
I would smash,
dude. If you wanted to, I'm going over there today to do my weigh-in.
I need a challenge.
I've tried gaining weight. I've only gained 5 pounds, and I've literally tried to. I've eaten everything that I can, and I'm quite frustrated. Yeah,
isn't that weird? Because you used to be heavier.
Dude,
that's weird.
And I would when I was heavier, I would eat nothing and gain 2 pounds overnight. Now it's got to be because my metabolism is going
so fast
that I'm like. I'm struggling. Yeah. I had pasta last night and didn't gain any weight. I don't know what to do.
Am I supposed to feel sorry for you right now?
No. I just
kiss my ass.
I'm very full. I'm filled
You're
up
so,
to the...
so full.
I'm
very
so full.
Dickhead. So, JoJo, you said earlier that you've fought with your weight your whole life.
Yeah.
As have you ever...
I got to look at it and
have you ever lost weight by accident?
No. Never.
I've never stepped on a scale and go, oh my God, I lost weight. Never.
I will tell you when I'm happier and busier... Mm-hmm. I lose, and I use that term loosely, but I lose weight.
When you're happier?
When I'm an emotional eater. Well, I'm an all-the-time eater, but I'm an emotional eater. So if I'm sad or depressed or whatever, mad, I eat.
But wait, isn't there a lot of emotions, and we're always, there's always unemotion coming out?
So I'm always eating.
There you go. So it's kind of like alcohol.
Oh, I don't always eat badly, though.
Well, what's your go-to snack?
You see, we were talking about ice cream yesterday.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Ice cream, no. I'm a savory. Like, I would want, like, a mac and cheese. I would want a pizza.
There you go.
That's a delicious
snack.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot. I don't eat a lot of pizza.
Oh my God.
It's not like I don't love. Like, there's certain things I don't eat a lot. Like, I don't eat a lot of pasta. I don't remember the last time I ate pasta.
Oh, God.
But look at me. Do I look like I need
it? Much. No.
Okay.
No.
I don't really eat a lot of pizza. But there's like French fries, hamburgers, wings. You know,
see, that's my problem. I find is that I'm not eating terrible stuff, but what I am eating, I'm just gorging myself every time. Yeah, like I can't go get 10 chicken wings and fries. Like I'll get 20 wings, 2 baskets of fries.
You don't eat 20 wings,
dude. When we were at
Elmer's,
yeah, dude, we crushed. At least more than 30 wings twice in one night.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't remember, it doesn't count.
Yeah. Right. Well, I remember. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I never forget.
I just woke up in the morning. I burp. I go, oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Blackened.
That burp. Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember I did that once. We had this, my rookie year, we had a party at the end of the year on a gambling boat. And so Ray Perkins was our coach, and he was the driest guy ever. And he says, hey, we're having a party at this boat. Everybody show up. So when you showed up at the boat, he said, here's an envelope. And they gave everybody an envelope with $1,000 in it because it was from fine money from all the players.
That's awesome.
So then I had $1,000. So then I was gambling on this boat, and I just couldn't lose. Like, I left with like $5,000. So then we left, and we went to a club, and then we ended up at like the Village Inn in the morning, allegedly. So I wake up in the morning. This is my rookie year. It was 1990. And I wake up in the morning under a table in my living room. So I'm looking at the table, and I'm like, this is a terrible start of the morning. It's a terrible start of the morning. So then I belch, and I go, did I eat a peanut butter sandwich yesterday? Oh, so then I call my boy Tony. I go, did we go to the Village Inn? He goes, yeah, dude. Did you eat that whole pie?
Oh,
I go, what kind
God.
Of pie? He goes, the peanut butter pie. So then I looked in the garbage, and it was just the tin. There's a tin with just paw prints in
yes.
it. And I just demolished a peanut butter pie at night.
I got to tell you, peanut butter pie sounds so good.
I would say peanut butter pie might be my number one, maybe behind pecan pie.
Oh, pecan pie is so good. I got to be honest, there's really not... Like, besides sex, I think food probably makes me the happiest. I imagine my first child being born is going to be up there.
Yeah.
But, like, a good...
You think?
Yeah, like, a good plate of food is always makes me do my happy dance.
Yeah, but the first child, you get the elation of the child being born the first time, and it wears off.
But that's what I figure, you know?
But I tell you what, like, a peanut butter pie?
Right?
Like it keeps on giving.
If you told me I could have peanut butter pie for the rest of my life, every day for the rest of my life, and nothing bad would happen, I'd be like, peanut butter pie!
You know what? The one pie I don't like, and maybe you should close your ears.
I feel like I'm going to hate
because,
you right now.
Yeah, you probably are. I just don't like pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, I knew you were going to say it.
I don't like it. I don't like the texture of it.
Really?
Mm. It's got a funky...
That's like one of the only pies I like. Pecan pie, pumpkin pie. I don't like apple pie.
Wait, what?
Pecan pie and pumpkin pie. I love those.
What is like apple pie?
I don't like apple pie. I know. It's just not my thing.
A hot apple pie with some ice cream?
Yeah, I don't like it.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
I know. I'm sorry.
See, that's un-American.
Sorry, you guys.
I don't hear you saying nothing. And I have to hear that other play back.
He likes pumpkin pie.
I do, and pecan pie. And cobblers. I'm a big fan of cobblers.
Cobblers are unbelievable.
Right? Right?
Any cobbler with the crisp.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That crisp, I'm so hungry.
The crisp is everything.
Yeah, the crisp is everything.
I actually brought you guys something to try.
Oh.
My jerked octopus. Just one time, and I bought, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I have my jerked octopus that I have in the fridge.
So I love octopus.
I'm going to heat it up for you and let you guys taste a little later.
Yes.
You know? When it's octopus 30.
Yes.
You know,
I love
that.
Octopus. I would do octopus instead of turkey on Thanksgiving.
No, you wouldn't.
Stop it.
Could you imagine a giant octopus
that'd be awesome.
On a platter instead of a turkey and just like all tentacled up, you know, just like it was
that
a family.
Would be awesome.
Everybody gets a tentacle.
Yeah.
But
then you bring the turkey out, right?
No
turkey.
No turkey.
Oh, no surprise
just,
turkey.
Just tentacles.
Yeah.
I'm up and leaving the table.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No apple pie, no turkey. I'm out.
Most kids don't like octopus.
Yeah, I loved it when I was a kid. I loved the way the tentacles feel sucking on my tongue. Yeah. I know, it's weird. I'm a weird dude. A lot of stuff.
The tentacles what?
Though, like, sometimes, so you know when you have, like, the little suction cups on the tentacles?
Yeah.
You can stick them on your tongue.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Not after you kick them. You cook them.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Yeah, I'll show you when you heat it up. I'll try to do it, yeah. You might make me laugh. I feel like you're going to make me laugh when I'm trying to do it.
So you think the tentacles are going to stick on your tongue?
They don't.
Of course they don't.
It's dead.
Maybe. I mean, not like the animal isn't doing it after it's dead. There's a way where you can suck on the... I don't have to explain
Were you
this.
Taking acid?
I'm just going to show you.
Were you on acid?
No.
Allegedly.
No, allegedly.
No?
I used to eat a lot of weird stuff as a kid, too.
Like what?
Well, I mean, my dad is a chef, so, I mean, he used to make frog legs all the time.
I don't really feel... I'll eat them.
They're good.
But, I mean, they're...
It's butter, garlic.
Yeah,
I mean...
They're good.
It's like chicken.
But I don't know why I have to order a frog leg when they have wings. You know, it just the wings are better.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying we used to try
weird stuff.
Yeah.
I'll try anything.
Yeah, same.
Do you remember the first time you ever had escargot?
Ooh.
Or as I like to call when I was a kid, escargots.
Escargots, yes.
Escargots.
I love escargot.
So do I.
I love it.
But like she said, it's basically just a vessel for garlicky butter.
Yeah.
And it is
okay.
So good. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
the
I should be mad
of that
at that.
Snail, though?
It was weird the first time. See, that weirded me out the first time I had it. I was like, that's like a booger.
See, like, I'll even eat sardines. Not so much anymore.
Out of the can?
Lately, I haven't.
Yeah.
But back in the day,
you just crush them out of the can.
Crackers and hot sauce.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That sounds good.
Like right now, it doesn't sound great.
It kind of does,
but only because we were just talking about pie. Like I still taste peanut butter pie.
No, it's more so. I have too much money to eat sardines now, and I don't have a lot of money, but I just have too much money for sardines. Like sardines is something you eat like when you have to eat it.
Yeah, ramen.
Like spam. Oh. Like spam is good.
I've never had spam.
If I fried up some spam and made a spam sandwich with some mustard and some cheese, I promise you like it.
Hmm.
I promise you. It's like ham.
Yeah.
And okay. You fry it up crisp?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, when I try to make spam for myself, I hate it. It's horrendous. But when other people have made spam for me...
I mean, I just envision it to be like tofu, which I eat tofu.
It's kind of the same texture as tofu, yeah. But it's meaty.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's all the stuff that wasn't good enough to get in hot dogs.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I love a good hot dog.
I know. Well, all the stuff that didn't make it into there.
There's spam. There's only a few things better than a good hot dog.
Oof.
Like a good hot
dog.
Like I'm from, mm-hmm. from Montreal. Montreal has good food.
Really? Well, good hot dog? Are they known for like there?
In general.
Yeah?
If you talk about culinary, Montreal is up there. With really, and everybody's going, what are you doing? Montreal's up top with fashion.
Yeah?
A lot of stuff.
Man. I know nothing. See, it shows how terrible well, Americans
gotta come,
are.
We got to come.
Yeah, I know nothing about Canada.
Road trip.
But the hot dogs in Montreal have the steamed buns.
Oh, like when yeah.
Like, they're moist.
Yeah.
And then they have the coleslaw on there and the onions and the mustard.
Damn.
My mouth.
Yeah.
My mouth is watering yeah. right now. Yeah. It's early in the morning for my mouth to be watering, no doubt. Oh, man. Hey, so I got some octopus for you guys. Did you guys get caught up in the fog?
Oh my God! Yeah, what was that about?
Crazy.
Stephen King missed over here. What is the deal?
You didn't go over Gandhi, did you?
No. Thank God. Yeah. I was just driving around my neighborhood. I almost hit a parked car.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like, oh damn.
The Gandhi was scary.
Yeah,
I'm going over to Gandhi.
Well, you're not really a bridge guy, anyway.
No, but I like the Gandhi. I like the Courtney. I like all those little ones. Where
wait
you
a second.
See the water.
What do you mean you're not a bridge guy?
Oh, I won't go over Skyway. If I'm
really?
Driving. Yeah.
If you're riding, will you go?
Yeah, I could do it if I'm riding, because I'll pretend like I'm not paying attention.
Yeah,
I'll kind of like look around.
Close
like,
your eyes. Yeah, and, yeah.
No, but the last time I stayed at Zamora, which I'm actually staying tonight, we went to Sarasota afterwards, Oak and Stone. I said to my wife, well, you have to drive because I can't go over that damn Skyway. And it didn't bother me. If I'm not driving, I'm okay. And I just, the last time I was up at the top, like I've been fine my whole life. The last time I was up the top, I don't know what like attack is, but that was close to something.
Yeah,
like I was like oh. I just don't want to be up here. And then like I want to be anywhere up but right here right now. And then I saw that one story where somebody was going the wrong way on the Skyway and hit the dude. I'm like, well, now I'm never going again.
Yeah.
Now I have to worry about somebody coming up the other hand and hitting me in the
face.
Those
headlights.
I don't want that.
That could happen on a littler bridge, too, you know.
But, like, if you're going up the Skyway, the back end of it could not be there, and you wouldn't know until you went over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there.
I've seen video of people going over the edge of some. Have you?
No.
Okay, yes, I have. Well, look at it.
The whole bridge would not be up. If half of it wasn't up, it would all fall down.
Oh, now you're an engineer.
Yeah, I don't know enough about science to dispute that.
You're an engineer now?
Yes.
No. All I know is I can't see the other end.
There's
all
nothing in the middle holding it up from the bottom.
Whatever.
All I know is we now have the newest show that we're doing on Bone TV's Conquer Your Fears.
Conquer Your Fears.
First episode of the Eagles. Yeah. We're going to get you to drive over the Skyway.
I don't want to. You know, there's other ways to go. And I felt I was tripping out because I was when I was at Zamora and I knew I had to go to Sarasota. Like,
I feel like he's getting a little anxious right now.
Zamora is right at the tip of the bridge. And I'm thinking, I'm going to be a pussy if I have to drive all the way back around and go to 75. Because I swear to God, I was going to go back around. And then go down Gandhi, then come back around the cross town, and then go to Leroy Selman.
I'm not going
to
let you go down like that.
I'm like, I can't do it. But she drove, which was good.
Yeah.
I made it over.
So you like, you think you'd freeze up now if you went up there?
I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know that.
Yeah, you just don't even want to do it.
Yeah, and some people are scared of some things sometimes.
Yeah.
And I look at them, I'm like, well, come on, get over yourself. I get it. There's nothing you can do about fear.
I'm also scared of heights, and they made me, I guess I shouldn't say they made me, but they strongly encouraged me to do a zip lining off of the Bank of America building in downtown St. Peter's, like 20 stories.
Yeah.
Dude, talk about locked up, man. No. I went over the edge. Yeah,
oh,
at the
God,
top.
Oh, God.
Dude, and literally.
I just got chills.
Yeah, the guy who was the instructor was like, all right, you have to squeeze your rope thing so you can let some slack out so you can go down. And I was just like. Nah, I'm gonna just hang
I'm
here.
Good.
Yeah, he was like, normally it takes people 15, 20 minutes to get down the building. It took me over an hour. And I was like,
I couldn't be up there.
Yeah.
I couldn't get near the edge. Like when I'm in a hotel.
Walking on windows, just God.
If I'm in a hotel on the third floor, like I could barely touch the railing.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. It makes everything drop, like that pit in your stomach. Yeah. But did you see Pink on the American Music Awards?
Did I see Pink? She's one of my favorite, most gorgeous people in the world. Pink.
Obsessed with her. But she did her whole entire song at 90 degree angle on the side of the JW Marriott.
Crazy.
Well, one of the
dancing,
best performances I ever saw.
I mean, it was
saw.
Insane.
Well, the best performances, one of them, I would guess, number one would have to be Michael Jackson way back in the day. We did the Moonwalk. Can't beat that one. But when Pink did a song, it was one of the award shows when she was swinging
and
the water
was
on him. It was
it was gorgeous.
Yeah,
it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she's so strong.
I know.
I
just want to grab her and just...
I know.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you holler at me first?
Sure.
If you and Pink hook up,
oh my God.
That'd be cool.
I just want to watch.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
In a very Harvey Weinstein type of way.
No, I would say more Louis C.K.
More
Louis C.K. This peeking through the closet. I see you. You know, but it'd be fun though.
It would be fun.
I like.
She's very hot.
I like Pink a lot.
That's very
I like her husband too. He's a good-looking guy.
I love that they have like these serious marital issues that they are willing to talk about, where they break up and get back together and they're married.
I guess they didn't have sex for like a year.
Oh, what?
She came out and was talking about that after the their
like on purpose?
No, I think just it just
life?
Happened. Yeah, and like postpartum, I think played into it for her.
That is a long time.
That's a long time. That's not fun.
Yeah.
You're like,
I think
you're
it was
all,
a year
know,
that
man.
She said,
You're like, it's been like 9 months. You know?
I would Google it, but I can't log into this
computer. I can't. Oh, no. No, sorry.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's too long. Yeah. I get angry. Like, imagine hangry people. You get angry.
Oh, yeah.
You just get upset.
No loving and just rubbing up on things.
Yeah. Oh, that's the last thing I need. Somebody walking at me just like rubbing my junk on a couch or something. Nobody touches me.
Yeah. Then HR calls like, there was rumors you're rubbing your junk on people in the building.
I need help.
I'm like, hey, don't tell in a year. What do you expect? What do you think's happening here?
I'm so lonely.
So lonely. So yesterday, I sit on the couch. I'm going to sit down, do my thing. And I like to unwind by watching some of my shows.
Two Broke Girls.
Yes. But much to my dismay,
uh-oh,
I put on Channel 44 and it says Channel 44 removed.
The CW 44?
It says removed.
Is it Spectrum or Bright House?
I have Dish Network.
Oh, okay.
So it's gone. My Channel 44, I watch Mike and Molly. Okay, I watched Two Broke Girls on that. There's another show I watched before that, King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
I like those shows. Mm-hmm. And they're all gone now. Please somebody let me know what's happening with my Channel 44 because I'm not that happy.
I think they've done that before with channels. I don't know if they're not getting enough.
It's usually feuding. Feuding by money or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually it goes off for a little while. It comes back. But I need my Two Broke Girls.
Do you want? Well, you could probably watch it on Hulu or Netflix or something.
I didn't realize you were such a Two Broke Girls.
I love Two Broke Girls. Kat Dennings, my number one.
Yeah?
She's number one.
Is she the one with black hair?
Yeah.
The big Tatonas.
I know. I should have led with that. Yeah.
Right? This is the lady.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, I would. She seems like she looks always angry, but like she's honestly just such a loving person on the inside.
You know who she used to date? I don't think she still does. She might.
Cool.
Again, I can't Google it. Josh Groban.
No way.
Swear to God.
I don't even know. Isn't he a pretty guy?
No.
Yeah, but he's like super funny, I hear.
Yeah?
From people that know him.
Yes, I've heard he's hysterical. No, he sings opera or whatever.
Like Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's no Bocelli.
I know, dude. Tell me about it.
Have you seen Bocelli?
You know Josh Groban. Raise You Up. I can't say.
I'll raise you up. So like that.
Yeah, that's not it.
That was good.
Yeah,
that was
pretty close.
No. I really don't know much about his music. I'll investigate it.
It just seemed very mismatched. Mismatched. Yeah.
More so than Julia Roberts and
Lyle Lovett.
Monster that she was dating.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, super weird.
Lyle Lovett?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't get it either.
No. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't, maybe.
Like, I feel like I wouldn't be able to just stop staring at his face. Like,
I don't know.
What's wrong with
That's
you?
The thing. And, like, I don't know what makes me feel worse. The feeling that maybe it's me. Maybe I'm so broken inside that I only see things for surface value, or that somebody else in the world actually found true love and I'll never find that because I'm so shallow.
Well, it doesn't mean that you can't get true love, but just it's, regardless, it's still an odd couple. I don't care. If you say, hey, you give me 10 couples.
But maybe she's super weird.
Well, listen, me and my wife are an odd couple.
Are you?
Yeah, but you're both pretty people. You know, you're not a monster. Yeah, I mean, you're not like.
Some people might call me monster.
I don't think you look like a monster. Lyle Lovett kind of looks like
he's monster-like?
Yeah.
He says like his head's a little bit elongated, like the McDonald's guy. Remember the McDonald's head guy, the McMoon head guy?
Yeah.
He had a long head like was really long. Like, you don't need that much hair, bro.
Right, yeah.
Like, come on.
He's got a weird nose. He's just weird.
He's odd looking.
Yeah. I'm not a big Julia Roberts fan.
Really? I think she's very pretty, yeah.
A lot of people love her. I just, mm-hmm. She doesn't have, there's nothing really, there's no oomph.
Really?
There's nothing, you know?
But like in Ocean's whatever number it was.
11?
Yeah.
Or I thought 12?
She's no Kat Denning.
Yeah, she is.
Kat Denning.
No, she's not.
Young
and she's
supple.
Got those beautiful, luscious locks of red hair, which I normally don't like on most people.
Not as good as Kat Denning.
I love Kat Denning.
I love Kat Denning, too. I would also probably pick Kat Denning over Julia Roberts, but just because she's got more...
boobies?
No, what's the right word? Yeah, all around. Stuff. She's more of a full-figure woman.
Okay.
Yeah, and Julia Roberts is more... skinny, which I don't like, particularly like.
This is what you're trying to say. You like marbling.
Yes. Very much so.
You know, if you could get a filet.
Yeah.
Or Delmonico.
Oh, Delmonico.
I'm Delmonico. And I let you crisp it up. Yeah. And then marbling, and then the fat is the delicious part.
Yeah.
It's all good eating.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, that filet, it's overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need some fat. I need some fat on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm. Always. You know? And crispy fat's the best.
Yeah, and that's what Kat Denning has.
I'm winning. I'm winning at life over
JoJo
here.
JoJo is applauding
to keep
crispy fat.
Eating mac and cheese.
Yeah. For you, girlfriend. Mm.
Thank you.
Crispy fat is the theme of the day today. Crispy fat. It. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. And I got a few things I want to talk to you guys about. We're going to bounce back and forth. Did you guys get a chance to see the Girl Scout thing that they're coming out with?
No.
Well, I'm going to get you. Did you get a chance to see it?
Briefly.
Well, I'll get a chance. You have a chance to pull it up, and we'll talk about it briefly, but I'm not quite sure if this is good or bad. I'm not sure yet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. It's the Mike Calter Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
The Mike Calter Show on 102.5 The Bone. Mike Calter and SBK singing George Michael, a shark versus bear debate, and a guy with a face tattoo eats a blunt. Literally, the last three posts on The Bone's Facebook page. We like what you like. Check out our page and throw us a like. Or don't. Whatever. We'll still be over here liking you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.